Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during April. Even with daylight time in effect, evening twilight comes fairly early. You'll find that the sun sets between 7:30 and 8 during most of this month, and by 9 p.m. it's good and dark. Early in the month, a big fat moon is in the sky at sunset, but that won't last long. Full moon falls on the 6th. In folklore, this is known as the full pink moon. No, not because of brightly colored Easter eggs, but instead because Native Americans noticed that the wild ground phlox erupts with tiny pink flowers in early spring. So, with the sky awash in moonlight, turn your attention to the west, where Venus is riding high as darkness falls. If your sky is dark and clear, you might notice that the Pleiades star cluster is nearby. Venus reached what astronomers call greatest elongation at the end of March. That is, Venus and the Sun are as far apart as they can get, and in practical terms, that means Venus won't set until very late in the evening. Down below Venus, and distinctly fainter, is Jupiter. This month we bid adieu to this king of planets, which has been with us each evening since last October. But by month's end, Jupiter sets just 45 minutes after the Sun goes down. It might seem strange that Venus is so much brighter than giant Jupiter, the solar system's largest planet. Venus is brighter for three reasons. First, it's much closer to the Sun. It's basking in sunlight twice as bright as we receive here on Earth, and about 50 times brighter than the sunlight at Jupiter. Second, Venus is much closer to Earth, only a tenth the distance of Jupiter right now. And finally, the clouds surrounding Venus are slightly wider and more reflective than Jupiter's. These advantages combine to make Venus appear 10 times brighter than Jupiter right now. Honestly, April stands to be a great month for planet watching. If seeing three planets at once is a trifecta, what's four at once? A quadrifecta? Well, whatever you call it, that sky watching feat is very easy to do during April. First, you need to find a location with a clear view of the whole sky. Then, get out there about an hour after sunset. After spotting Jupiter and Venus over in the west, swing your gaze a little to the upper left of Venus. There you'll see the distinctive star pattern of the constellation Orion. His can't-miss trademark is that horizontal row of three medium-bright stars that form his belt. Directly above them, by about the width of your clenched fist at arm's length, is the bright orangey star Betelgeuse, marking his shoulder. Directly below the belt, by about the same distance, is icy white Rigel, marking his foot. April will be the last month to see Orion for a while. Okay, keep moving your eyes to the left until you spot peachy-colored Mars high in the southeast. You'll know it when you see it. Nothing in its vicinity is nearly as bright. And the red planet has a distinctively peachy color in the sky. To ancient Romans, this color symbolized blood, just what you'd expect for the god of war. To the upper right of Mars is a loose chain of stars that looks a bit like a backward question mark. Stargazers call this pattern the sickle, and it's a sure sign that you've found the constellation of Leo, the lion. The brightest star, near Mars at the end of the sickle's handle, is Regulus, the Latin name for little king. Now slide your gaze farther to the left and down near the eastern horizon. Lurking there, you'll see two bright stars side by side. The slightly brighter one, on the left, is the planet Saturn. To its right is the star Spica. They're nearly equal in brightness, but can you see a difference in color? To me, Saturn is creamy colored, and Spica is icy white. But icy is a far cry from reality, because the surface of Spica is a toasty 40,000 degrees Fahrenheit, four times hotter than our sun. Ouch. Now keep turning left a bit until you reach the bright star Arcturus, and then zoom upward, most of the way to overhead. You'll immediately recognize our old friend the Big Dipper, positioned with its bowl at upper left and its handle curving toward lower right. According to old farmers' lore, the Dipper is upside down this time of year, as if dumping April showers. By the way, April is the month of the Lyrid meteor shower, which peaks on the morning of April 22nd. Yes, I said morning. You'll either have to stay up really, really late or get up well before the sun to see these. But if you can manage that, you'll be rewarded with a nice meteor every 5 or 10 minutes, if seen in a dark, clear sky. Moonlight won't be a problem this year. Finally, let me mention three social activities that might interest you. First, April is Global Astronomy Month. Amateur stargazers worldwide will be participating in all kinds of events at small and large scales. Check out all the plans at gam-awb.org. Second, April is your last chance this year to participate in the Globe at Night project. This is a fun and easy way for you, your family, and your friends to judge how much light pollution is overhead in your night sky. No equipment or experience is needed. For more details, go to globeatnight.org. Finally, April 28th is Astronomy Day. That weekend, there's a good chance that local skygazers will be out in force with their telescopes to show you and others the beauty of the night sky. And of course, you can get more stargazing tips at our website, skyandtelescope.com. Until next month, I wish you clear skies.